Welcome to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
And bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Welcome to Resettled Radio, brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm Galu Akshul. I will be your host for this 1 hour show. And I'm playing to you an artist from South Sudan. His name is Gordon Kong, and we will talk about him when we come back. Enjoy. Thank you for tuning in.
jom wane reiro wan jale chang chang jig sor kan podial toto keti chamke tega podial manur keti chalwang kwenta meti chamke na weida medira dwang de miye polafar lef siang kadem nyal kala put kayang makaron weiriang kan norang avachande
Kia ora, salam alaikum, jambo, namaste, wanakam, salam ne. You have just tuned into ARCC Result Radio brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm going to actually your host for this 1 hour show. This show comes on every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. It's 1 hour show to 4 to 5 p.m. 1 hour show, and I will be taking you through this program, a 1 hour show, and I will play you music from different parts of the world. And we, as you have seen or as you have heard, we already started off with a song from South Sudan. And the artist's name is Gordon Kong. I will tell you a little bit about Gordon Kong and who that guy is and what is his life about and how did he came about to know the music. Let me say today is a very good day in Auckland, because this live broadcast is brought to you from Auckland, New Zealand. And for our listeners from outside New Zealand, thank you for tuning in. And for those who follow us online, thank you. And for our listeners live, thank you for support and follow us all the time. And we will be happy to answer any question you might have. And for those of you who are not aware, this Russell Radio is a voice of the community, a voice of the Russell community. So why Russell community? This is where it comes back to our topic today about the Russell Man journey. The Russell people are people who came to New Zealand as refugees, and once they get here, so they are settled. They are no longer refugees because their status is gone. So we will talk deep in that. I know we talked about it in the past few months, but you know it's worth telling again. What are the procedure? Now we go back to Gordon Kong. Who is Gordon Kong? Gordon Kong is a South Sudanese artist. He was born blind. He cannot see. And he has this, the music in his heart. We always say, you know, with the music, if you hear a good beat of the music, you know, it's not about the words that are being said, about the spirit get connected with that beat. And that's what Gordon Kong is beyond that, because what he's saying is about his life, you know, in Sudan back then. It used to be Sudan, but it was divided into two. It's now South Sudanese. And he was saying things about the good life he had. You know, God has been so gracious to him that he lived in a very good environment where there's abundance of water, drinking clean water from the Nile, from rivers, from, you know, you can dig on the ground, you get the clean water. You know, food is so available, and grow your own food, and you cook cook your own food, grow your own food, and everything was so easy. Families around, friends are there, environment is familiar to him. So he was talking about those good times before the sad thing happened, the civil war. And things fall apart and he ran away. He's not in South Sudan now. Gordon Kong is in Melbourne, Australia, where he's still having, singing the music, getting out to the community, form groups and sing to the community, education, awareness, trying to unite communities through the music. And I think this is a good thing our artists should be doing. That's him. He was a guitarist since he was, I think, about 7-8 years old. And one time, I think he went to Canada. That was between 2012 and 2013. And that was when the war broke out. And he was interviewed by the Canadian TV station and the newspapers. And then he was asked one question. Now, since you were born in war and raised in war and grew up in war and you formed your music in war, what are the arts out there? How do you see yourself? How did you manage all these horrible things that happened? Because in South Sudan, it's obvious, people come and everybody will be killed in the house, or you will be burned alive in the house. Horrible things like this. Kids being thrown into the river, drowned intentionally, and also parts of the young boys removed. Very horrible things. And he was asked that question. I think it's quite challenging to the interviewer, but as him, as somebody who has grown up in that environment, he said, the fact that he was born blind, it made things easier for him because he would not see the atrocities being committed in front of him, women being raped in front of him, and sisters being raped in front of him, mother being raped in front of him, and relatives being raped in front of him. So to him, he said, I think God made him blind for a purpose so that he would not see all these atrocities being committed on his watch. And that made the interviewer break down in tears. But, that's a journey. And Kong is not alone in this. We have so many people in his shoes. And he is the voice of the people who are silently suffering and is voicing out his music to do the campaign to help people out and come out of the comfort zone and create a space for dialogue in the communities. When people come from different backgrounds and background of war and conflicts, things are not the same. Communities don't sit together as it used to be. So I know South Sudanese community, it would be also the same thing in other communities, let's say in the case of Afghanistan or Somali community or Syrian communities or Palestine communities. It would be the same thing, when there are divisions in the community because of what happened in the past, although they are in New Zealand. So divisions still follow people because people are attached to their backgrounds. And this is where they came from, They have families back home. They have friends back home. The environment they have grown in for the last maybe 40, 50 years ago is the same environment they are attached to. They are entitled to know what is happening back home. But on the flip side of it, whatever happened back home affects people's lives here in New Zealand. So Gordon Kong is telling us whether those good things we have received from God long time ago before these wars happened, they are gone, but let's use our past life to make a reconciliation to ourselves and say we are one people and we can survive. That's what he was saying. So now, back to the resettlement journey. You might know that the resettlement refugee quota, New Zealand refugee quota, has been increased. It was first 750 people a year, refugee quota, 750 that come to New Zealand every year. And then it was increased because of the Syrian crisis. It went to 1,000 people. 1,000 people come to New Zealand every year. And so this year, the new government has increased, has doubled the quota. It's popularly known as New Zealand refugee quota, double. You know, the it was doubled to 1,500 instead of 750. It's now 1,500, 1,500 people that will be coming to New Zealand every year. So who are these people who are coming to New Zealand? This is what we need to have a dialogue to ourselves as a community, the host community and the new arrival communities. And we find to know ourselves, because that's what it is. These people come from a culture where if you are a guest, you will be introduced, or you will introduce yourself to the host and know one another. So this has created an environment where the new arrivals and the host society should have a dialogue and know one another, because they are not a threat. They are human beings like the rest of us. Myself, I can tell you I'm a former refugee, because that's how we call ourselves. We call ourselves a refugee. That means we have not even stepped to the other life. Still, we have the same old life that we had overseas before we got here. And so let me take you through why people come here. And why people come here is synonymous with what the definition of the refugee. What is a refugee? So refugee has been defined in many ways in the context of the United Nations, that a refugee is somebody who has run away because of the fear of persecution or torturing or being killed because of race, religious beliefs, and different other things. But to me, I have a different sort of defining the word refugee. In my own view, a refugee, because I lived in Ethiopia for 11 years. I lived in Kenya for 11 years as a refugee, because when I left Sudan, it was the time I was only 13, and then I ran to Ethiopia. I lived in Ethiopia for 11 years as a refugee. And then Ethiopia had a civil war. I had to run to Kenya and live there as a refugee. I could not go back to Ethiopia because my life was in danger. And I was captured several times by the Ethiopian rebels, but thanks God I'm alive, because they did not have intention to kill me. And but life was tough then. So I really know very well what is a refugee. A refugee, in my own definition, is somebody who cannot go back to his own or her own country because of the fear of being persecuted. Not about running away. Because when you run away, you don't have a choice, you just run. You run anywhere close by. A close by country might be a country that you can walk through dark and painful journey. Maybe it takes about a month or two or 3 months. Mostly people work for 3 months without food, and you rely on the wild fruits for your survival. So you are just running away because you had a fear. But I don't dwell on that. So my own definition focus on the return, because as a refugee, you cannot return to your country of origin because of that fear. You know, you got the asylum, but when are you going back? It's unknown. You cannot say. You cannot know. No one knows. When are the refugees going back to their own countries? Unless there is a stability in that country, that's fine. Like the case of South Sudan, we have 1 million refugees in Uganda now, and about 1 million in Ethiopia, the same number in Sudan, and the same number in other countries bordering Sudan, like Congo and Egypt and Democratic Republic of Congo, Chad, and other countries, you know, very close to South Sudan, like Eritrea and other countries as well. So That's what it is. You cannot go back because of the fear that you will be tortured, you will be killed because of your belief, because of where you come from, because of your tribe. You know, South Sudan makeup is about the tribes, the same thing to the rest of African countries, and the same thing to the Middle Eastern countries, because you will be identified because of your community, because of your clan, because of what you are described for. And this is the process, and I want to say it very clear that we are thankful to the government of New Zealand and to the people of New Zealand for bringing us to New Zealand to have a fresh start, to rebuild our lives, and to be who we are today. But why we refuse to be co-refugees when we are already a New Zealander, this is something we will talk about when we come back. And these are some of the questions I have been asked many times. What is the procedure of people coming here to New Zealand? And people want to know because they have no any idea how people came here. And this is what we will be talking about when we come back. So playing to you Sona Jaberte from Senegal. Stay tuned, we'll come back.
hopping. Some of them never know me. Some of them don't know me. Some of them keep for me. Every time the people don't sing, some of them wanna win for me. Some of them boogie down for me. We love the way the ladies are waiting for me. Everybody now, like a everybody go. I like the way you do it. My DJ said, all my ladies are waiting on me. See girls said, all my boom boom, yeah, you there. All the ladies are on a day. Move your body to the beat, yeah. Love me, need me. All my ladies, everybody, they want me. The sexy body girls, they need me. She said, love me. She want me, yeah, she want me.
You come to do it, yeah, yeah. Now you're my heat, I'll get it.
Kihaura, hello, greetings, welcome back. This is a song from South Sudan again, and it's one guy who is promoting the culture out there. I do not know his name, but he's a group. He has grouped people together and sing that nice song about the life. Enjoying the life to the fullest. If you have just joined us, you have tuned into Russell Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6, and we are live on air every Saturday. And this is relayed from our studio here in Auckland, New Zealand. And for our listeners outside New Zealand, thank you for following us. And thank you for tuning in for our listeners to who will tune in here in New Zealand. And you can get our podcasts on our website or on the Planet FM website, and we will upload them also on our page. Some of them are on our website, www.arcc.org.nz, and you can you can get in there and you will find amazing videos out there, a lot of video productions there, a lot of stories, and you know, a lot of stuff that you will like. I guarantee you will not be disappointed when you get to our website and look at what we produced so far. Before I left for a break, I was saying we will be talking about the resettlement journey, the categories of resettlement journey, how people come here, and we will be talking about the challenges. You know, when people come here, we do not know why the expectation of the people, and we will be talking in length about what people expect when they come here. And because I like music, I will give you more of it. And yeah, and let's play Gregory Isaac.
After you made my day, hurts to know you're going away. Seems like my life begins to run now that you're departing pretty soon. But what more can I say? Sad to know that you're leaving. Even though it's kind of grieving, sad to know that you're leaving. But I know that you'll return soon. Oh, you can send me a postcard, mail it home to Doosan Yard. You know what loneliness brings, but Jah will guide you out in coming in. What more can I say? Yet? Sad to know that you're leaving, even though it's kind of grieving. Sad to know that you're leaving, but Jah will guide you out in coming in. To do the same yard. know what loneliness brings, but Jah will guide you out in coming in. What more can I say? Sad to know that you're leaving, even though it's kind of grieving. Sad to know that you're leaving, but Jah will guide you out in coming in.
Welcome back, and that's Gregory Isaacs, And welcome back. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Russell Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. This is a community voice, a voice for the community in the resettlement community. And yeah, we have been talking about the resettlement journey and what are the challenges that people find when they come here. So these are the two separate issues that can be separated. But first, let's talk about what are the categories that people come with. You know, in a refugee package, we have three different categories that people come to New Zealand. First, they have not chosen to come to New Zealand. They are told by UNHCR where to go. Some of them might need to go to the European countries because of the family link. Some might go to North America, either in the United States or Canada, because of the family link and friendships and whatever they know out there. But once they are told to come to New Zealand, so you don't have a choice. You don't pick countries where you're going to go for a settlement. The UNHCR got all the cases, and then they will align the cases according to your need. You know, some of them have medical issues, some of them have a long protection issues, and you know the needs are not the same. And so you will be aligned according to the needs of that person, aligning with that country. So people come here under the refugee quota, and under the refugee quota there are so many elements in it. There's a family link reunification program, and there's women at risk there, and there are people who come with a quota. And these are under refugee quota, all of them. And there are people who come to New Zealand as a humanitarian case. So these are asylum seekers. Once they come here, they will claim the asylum. So this is a completely different case, because these people might have afford to buy a ticket, but a refugee cannot afford to buy a ticket. You are there either in a refugee camp or in urban in urban life, and you cannot afford to have a ticket. But this is the procedure. UNHCR will identify who is going where. So for those who will go to Canada, they will group them together and they will give them to Canadian government. These people are identified as the people who will migrate to Canada. And this group are the people who are going to the United States. United States is a big country. It takes a lot of numbers of the refugees. I think it usually it takes about 4,000 to 5,000 a year. In 2015, 2016, 2017, and now has dropped to 22,000 a year because of the laws under the Immigration Service of the United States and citizenship. United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. Under the Department of Homeland Services. So this is how they categorize things. So each country has its own way of handling the immigration issue. An interview will be conducted to screen them out and whether you have a genuine cause for you to be resettled to another country. And all are not the same. So that's why you don't have a choice. Your choice for going there or saying no to this country, even if you don't like it, is limited. Because if you say no, a chance will be given to another person who just wants to get out and have a different life out there. That's how people come about. So in those categories, interview will be conducted in the camp. Mostly people come from the camps instead of the urban locations. Interview will be conducted, and it depends on the country. Like I said before, some countries, like the United States, they don't start with the interview. They start with the open file. There's open file session which will be conducted. All the files will be opened. Okay, do you know anyone there? And what would be why would the U.S. consider you as somebody in need of the resettlement? You have to state and convince the government of the United States that you have a genuine cause for you to leave the country of asylum and go to the country of resettlement, which is the United States. The same case to New Zealand. New Zealand will go there, get all the cases together, screen them out, call for interview. It's a process that takes a long time. Sometimes it takes a year, sometimes it takes more than a year, 5 years. The people who have taken interview for the last 5 years, they have been accepted to come to New Zealand, and it's still there in refugee camps, and it's still they have not come to New Zealand because of the nature of the process. So things are not easy because once they come here, it's a whole different story. It's not about bringing somebody here, but about what could be done in terms of accommodation and other things. Which city will that person go to? Is this person alone, or does this person have a family? Does the person have some links here with the family members or relatives or friends? So immigration has to go through all this this process and find out what would be the easiest way, and find where the person will be giving the housing. And there are so many underlying issues out there. It's not about accepting the person. So it's about the resettlement process. So when people come here, they are issued with New Zealand residents before even they board the plane. And this is where the argument of ARCC comes in. ARCC stands for Aotearoa Resettled Community Coalition, and a community, an umbrella organization that works for the former refugee communities in Auckland and in other cities. It used to be Auckland Refugee Community Coalition and ARCC, and then refugee was substituted with resettlement, and now Auckland is substituted with Aotearoa, you know, because of the national outgoing there. And now the refugee quota will increase in 2020 in July, and that will be a lot of work. So these are the people who are coming to New Zealand. What are the challenges? And when people come to New Zealand, they come with different needs, different expectations, and different categories. There are women at risk there. There are single moms. There are people who do not know where their parents are. There are people who do not know where their family members are. And they come to New Zealand. So once they come to New Zealand, they come with a different mindset. And the expectations are not the same across the board. Some say they will be finding job on arrival, and some say they will be trying to know who is, how life will turn out for them. So that's how it is. And once they come here, a lot of things will pop up. There will be an issue of language barrier. Some even do not communicate in an open manner because they come from a background where they hide themselves because of fear, and this fear is still following them. And when the isolation comes in, when you do not have to know, when you don't know anybody close to you, you know, to see that you are part of the society. So this adds more trauma and trauma after trauma. And that's why we say, you know, these are New Zealanders, these are new Kiwis, these are new arrivals. They are not refugees because refugees are overseas. These are people who are seeking protection. The people come here not seeking protection. They are coming here to rebuild their lives. So they become new Kiwis. They work, they vote, they conduct, they fulfill their citizenship duties, and so they become New Zealanders. And if we come down to the question, who is New Zealander? I think it will answer all these questions. This is refugee, this is migrant, this is what? No, we are all New Zealanders, and this is the bottom line. With that, We come to the end of our program today, and don't hesitate to drop us a few lines on our Facebook. If you have any question that you need us to answer, I will be happy to answer you. Until next time, we have come to the end of our program this Saturday, the 14th of September 2019, and see you again next week on Saturday. Until now, bye-bye from the studio. Thank you.
So we can talk this thing over one more chance, 'cause I don't wanna end as a loser. One more chance, over and over and over. Shame I was playing a fool. Step up.